This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You would be listening to Westwood One's coverage of this game right now. There's 1 minute left. Trevor Lawrence has the ball at about the 43-yard line, his own 43. Oh, dime. Drops it in the bucket to Brian Thomas, who's had a rough year or a rough start to the year. The Jags are in business, folks. Yeah, it's funny. Like, obviously, with postseason time, I did a show last night, and then we got this show tonight. Then you got Big Mac coming up. So you've got, you know, two Yankee fans that can talk all about the team and the game and what goes on. So taking all your Yankee calls still at 888-808-1019 for this last hour. But I am locked into this Monday Night Football game. When I did my picks and my pick wrap, I said the Chiefs won, but Duval put up a fight. They have put up more of a fight than I was anticipating. And Jacksonville might be for real this year. Let me not go ahead and just give Daniel Jones and the Colts that division. That's another dime. And he's out of bounds to stop the clock. Inside the 15, first down, Jacksonville, with plenty of time to score a touchdown. And if that happens, then the Chiefs go to 2-3. Yeah, that ball's caught. He's down at the 12-yard line. So that also gives them an opportunity here before it's first and goal. Go ahead and get these 10 yards here, and then you got first and goal from the two. But I don't know how much. They got 48 seconds left. So, man, I'm throwing it into the end zone. Run your offense here. Lawrence again. And that one's dropped. It's defended. Anyway, back to what we were talking about. Wide open for calls. I will try to fit in a tell me something cool, and I will try to fit in a big shot of the night tonight. And shout out to the chat. I'm going to come to you guys too, because there's some people in the chat that they don't call, but they have some good conversation, some things going on. Some are talking about the Devils versus the Rangers and which one is more affordable and easy to go to games and the fandom and, you know, years of, obviously in the past when the Devils were really good. Some conversation, obviously, about the Monday Night Football game. I think it's been a good watch for everybody watching across the country. Only game on tonight. Maybe you watch the baseball games tonight. We'll get into it. Jordan is in Clifton on the fan. What's up, Jordan?
What's going on, Keith? How are you, my man? First time caller, actually, ever. I've always listened to you, Boomer, and Gio, and everybody. It's the first time. Appreciate you having me on the phone.
Nice.
How you doing?
Thanks. Thanks for making your first call. What made you call?
You know, you're talking Devils hockey. I'm a season ticket holder, you know, hockey player myself. Grew up playing AAA and junior hockey. So wanted to get your thoughts on the Devils season this year.
Yeah, man. I ran into Luke Hughes and Jack Hughes at Fanatics Fest, and I was talking to them. And I just think that it's another year under Sheldon Keefe, and it's about cohesion. It's about growth. It's about playing together. And if they stay healthy, they can compete with whoever. I think they've got it on, you know, offense and defense. I think they've got the goalie, an experienced goalie. I don't see why they can't be one of the better teams. There was a point in the early part of the season where we were looking at them like, yo, they're getting it done. I remember going to Cancun. Funny, now, you know, Juan Soto and the Mets are in Cancun. I was in Cancun at a resort in November of last year, and I watched them beat the Panthers in back-to-back games. And the Panthers being the reigning Stanley Cup champions, I started to get this feeling that the Devils could rock with them, and the Panthers go on to win it again. And I'm like, man, when are the Devils going to make a run? I don't know. You're a season ticket holder and a former hockey player. Do you think the Devils have a shot to contend? Still playing.
Yeah, I played my whole life. Like, I played high levels of competitive hockey. Play men's league now with actually Bruce Driver, ex Stanley Cup champion for the Devils. Play Twin Oaks and Morristown. But my biggest fear really is just the size and the ability to dig deep in a 7-game series and go toe to toe with the Carolina Panthers and the Florida Carolina Hurricanes and the Florida Panthers.
They're tough.
Bigger. They're meaner. Can Jack Hughes survive 7 games? I know he's got the talent in the hand.
Speed. We got to use
the
speed.
But I think they're going to beat the hell out of him.
Yeah. It gets super rough and physical. And like you said, in a 7-game series, it's usually like survival of the healthiest. And nobody's healthy that late in the season. But we got to hope that we can bruise with them too. And then just, you know, our speed is what – when I go back to beating the Rangers 2 years ago. Coming back against the Rangers, they couldn't skate with them.
No, they couldn't. Listen, we have the speed. That doesn't concern me. We have the goaltending. We got great defense with Nemec and Casey and Pesci and Hamilton. Mm-hmm. Like, we're built to win, but my fear is we're going to get killed in the playoffs. Like, just killed. Because they're going to shut down Luke Hughes. They're going to go after Jack Hughes. And they're just going to beat them to a pulp. And we don't have the size to really stick with him. And listen, we have the talent with Heischer and Bratter and, you know, Gritschik coming up. Like, I'm not concerned about the talent, but the only thing that concerns me is, you know, Keith, you're a sports guy. You know, straight up, do you honestly think that we could go toe-to-toe with Carolina 7-game series?
No, but that's why we watch. Maybe they're not healthy. Maybe they fall off. I don't think the Panthers are going 3 in a row. Carolina, I hate seeing their arena down there in Raleigh. It's like... even them having the same colors as the Devils, I'm tired of them. I'm just hoping that this year the Devils can break through. And, you know, it's always fun, man. It gets cold, and you go over there to the Rock to watch the game, and it's quick. It's fun. They got good food over there, good atmosphere.
They do.
Got Don LaGreca on the call now. Looking forward to seeing Don LaGreca at some of those games.
When you go to the games, where do you sit?
I'm usually in the M Lounge. Shout out to the Devils. I'm usually center ice. In the M Lounge.
That's fair. Well, listen, I'm in 101. Would love to, you know, meet you face to face and, you know, shake hands. I've been a fan of the Devils a long time. I've gotten to meet a lot of the players, especially I lived in Hoboken. They all go to Pig and Parrot over there. They used to go to, you know, Del Frisco's all the time. Well, I just want to be New York sports are suck right now. I just want to be relevant and
right. I hope the Devils can be good. I hope the Devils can give us something good to talk about. And I know they like to pretend the Devils don't count, but on my show, they'll definitely count. Jordan, thanks for making your first call and us getting some puck talk in this last hour on The Fan. 'Tis the season. It's the most wonderful time. It hasn't been the most wonderful time, obviously, coming off the Jets losing, the Giants losing, the Yankees losing the first two games. But, you know, we're in the sports equinox coming up in October where everything starts going. Speaking of going, Trevor Lawrence. It's looking like the Jags are going to win. TW, the will to win. The play he just made to score that touchdown on his own, beast. People already wrote this kid off, said that he was a bust. People already wrote him off, said that he's not going to win anything. Liam Cohen, they're cooking, man. And that play, if you haven't seen the rushing touchdown that Trevor Lawrence just scored to put the Chiefs ahead, or the Jags ahead of the Chiefs here, as they get a return and they have 17, 16 seconds here, flag on the play, to try and get in the field goal range. This is a huge win for Jacksonville if they can beat the Chiefs. 888-808-1019. David is in Westfield on The Fan. What's up, David?
What's up, man? Did you get to hear the Alex Rodriguez interview from late this morning, early afternoon?
I didn't get to hear it, but I did see some clips from it. What is it that stuck out to you? What part of the Alex Rodriguez interview stuck with you?
Mostly talking about fixing Volpe's swing. Like, he was saying how he would have him hit down on. I mean, look, I never
made it very far as a baseball player. I couldn't hit for anything, but I still remember, even as a kid, the advice was always to hit down on the ball, and that's how you hit line drives. So did you see or did you hear the part where A-Rod was talking about fixing Volpe's swing by having him chop down on it?
No, but I remember A-Rod having some conversations about Volpe when he was really struggling, and now Volpe has been somewhat better. I'll have to go back and listen to that later, but no, I was preoccupied during the live interview, and I saw what we were able to, you know, put on our WFAN social media. But I don't know why we're so focused on Volpe. Volpe hits in the bottom of the order. Like, how do we fix Judge's postseason swing? How do we fix Trent Grisham and Jazz Chisholm and Belly? Hopefully Belly is broken out of it now with that last game against Toronto. I'm not worried about Volpe. Volpe's been good enough.
Yeah, but none of these left-handed batters can hit against the splitter, no matter who throws it.
Yeah, they're all chasing it, and it's frustrating as hell to watch. Just in the dirt.
That was crazy. Well, look, man, I'll let you run. It was the A-Rod interview was, I mean, aside from the, you know, Volpe hitting mechanics, I mean, he had interesting things to say. He likes Boone. He had a few things to say about Fishman and, you know, and that whole department with the analytics.
Yeah, I think, you know, I maybe saw him say it's, you know, this series is not over. Thanks, A-Rod. Yeah, A-Rod didn't hold back on his thoughts about the Yankees' reliance on analytics and their need to get back to having a feel for the game. Thanks for the call, David. Says, sometimes the data and analytics guys get so involved and so in the weeds, you have to get back to teaching the game of baseball and stop depending on iPads. Yeah, I guess we're going to do that forever because it's not going to ever change. I guess we're going to be talking like this from you know, now to the end of time. It's only going to be more and more and more. But yeah, shout out to A-Rod for joining BT and Sal on the midday show. If you want to go back, I think he was on at 1 o'clock. And I think at 1 o'clock, I might have been in the gym. I might have been running. And when I run, I was actually talking to Uncle Craig online today. I had to run 3 miles today because I was stress eating during the Yankees game. Stress eating for me involves eating too many snacks that aren't like, you know, actually like prepared food, but just being like, all right, I got to stuff my face while I'm sitting here to think about other things. So I go to the kitchen, I heat up some white queso, and I've got corn chips, and I'm just scarfing down chips. Then I realize, damn, I just went to the grocery store. It's Sunday. I just went through the whole bag of chips. I'm not going to have any chips to get me through the week. All right, let me switch. Then I go to Stroop Waffles. If you know what Stroop Waffles are, you know they're delicioso. But not only was I eating the Stroop Waffles, stress eating, watching Will Warren give up multiple home runs. Didn't Dalton Varsho hit 2 home runs? I was just like, bro, what the hell? I'm scooping peanut butter with my mini Stroop waffles. So every mini Stroop waffle I eat, I'm putting a scoop of peanut butter in. And I'm just like, I put my hands down. I got back on Twitter. I said, I'm stress eating. This is not good. So I had to run 3 miles today. And when I run 3 miles, I either need, like, I have like a motivation playlist. I either need some like EDM or I need some like, you know, hip hop where they're just talking about like winning and being the best and making something out of nothing. And I'm just like, foo, 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 foo. I can run at like 8.5 on the treadmill. Not the whole time. I like slowly build up. I'll start at 7 and then we get to like half a mile, 7.5. All right, we do a mile. Now I'm doing this next one at 8. Okay, I want to finish this thing. We're doing the rest at 8.5. And so that gets you to like, wow, Jags win. That gets me to like 3 miles in like 22, 21 minutes. 888-808-1019. Taking your sports calls. Open mic time on the Fan. Now, if anybody wants to react to Patrick Mahomes going 2-3 and the Jaguars under Liam Cohen going 4-1, we can do that too. But first, Steve in Freehold, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing tonight?
Good. How are you?
Good. So I saw that Instagram post with Soto. Was that a private jet that the Mets gave him to Cancun, or did he have to pay for that one himself there? I don't know if that was part of the contract or not.
I saw it. I don't know if he was trolling. He might be. Steve Cohen might give this guy the world. Who knows what they got hooked up for him.
Yeah, they gave him everything. Yeah. So, I mean, I've been listening to the Fan today. A lot of talk about Judge not producing coming through. My whole problem with this, and I don't know if you remember any of my calls here, is I can't get on the ride because of Aaron Boone keeps going to Luke Weaver. So if we're going to depend on the analytics, right?
Yeah.
The analytics, they say Dan Raffaella, right? He was going back to that Boston game. He was 2 for 12 against Fried. He brings in Luke Weaver. He's 2 for 6 against with 2 home runs.
Make it make sense. They ignore certain numbers. They ignore certain things. Right? Like Will Warren being terrible everywhere but Yankee Stadium. Will Warren being terrible against the Blue Jays.
Right.
That they ignore certain stats, and then they go off of other stats. And like you just mentioned the ride, and I talked about getting off the ride. I got off the ride in the regular season with Aaron Boone, and that's why I even told people I never quit on the Yankees. I'm always a Yankee fan. I'm always rooting for the laundry. I'm always going to the stadium rooting
Me
for the
too.
Team. But when I watched Aaron Boone go to Devin Williams 3 times in 5 days and blow 3 games, 2 against the Rangers, 1 against the Astros, I'm like, I don't want to be on this ride because we're going fine down the highway, and then you veer off to this Devin Williams exit or you veer off to this Luke Weaver exit. And I'm sitting there like, no, keep going. I know how to get there. Don't take this exit.
Right, and Devin Williams actually walked through like 3 people in a row. I mean, I know the strike zone was so tight that night, but he walked a run in, and they kept him out there. And then Luke Weaver, like, that game was within reach. It's a 2-1 game. You bring in Luke Weaver, he pitches his 3 batters, and he's out. And
he didn't record an out
over.
In 2 game 1s.
He didn't record an out. He pitched his 3 batters, and the game was out of reach by the time he left the game. And it comes down to that we can be in a 2-1 game with Toronto, and maybe we have a chance to win it, but when you bring in somebody that keeps failing and you continue to do that, like, we don't have a chance. You just took us out of the whole game.
In the name of what? In the name of analytics?
Right.
In the name of confidence building? It doesn't make sense. Thanks for the call, Steve. I don't get it. Devin Williams is most likely not re-signing with the Yankees. Somebody's going to offer him more money, and he's going to go elsewhere. I bet the Yankees probably try and re-sign him, though. But, like, why did they die on Devin Williams all season? He blew 9 games. If you would have thought differently for a third of those games, you would have been in first place. You would have skipped the wild card round. You would have had home field advantage against Toronto and been able to set up your pitching differently where you're not throwing Luis Gil. You see? That's why they wonder why us fans go so crazy after every game during the season, because we are counting that math. They wonder, too many 162 one-game seasons. They act like it's football. No, we act like you shouldn't be so cavalier to think you have enough games because there's 162 of them that you can make up the difference, that you can cram at the end. They did all that cramming at the end. They won 8 in a row. They beat up on all those soft teams and the soft schedule. It still wasn't enough. Tiebreaker goes to the Toronto Blue Jays. They win the division. They'll be waiting for you if you get past the Boston Red Sox. Great, you did. You're the first team to ever come back from going down 1-0. Now we got to play this game again, the same game we played in the World Series. Can the Yankees come back from down 3-0? This team and this team did it and blah, 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 blah. Now, can the Yankees, they did it in the 2017 ALDS. Okay, this is not that. I don't understand why you will let all of us die to try and get Luke Weaver right at this point in the season. He says, I feel like I'm close. Yeah, I feel like I'm close too. Close to not wearing any Yankee gear and the season being over. A Day is in the Bronx with us next. What's up, man? You're back on the Fan.
Man, you're so funny, bro. You know you're going to keep rocking the Yankee gear.
No, I don't. I let that chill, bro. You'll be seeing me in Devil's gear. You'll be seeing me.
And
when the Yankees finally lose, because I don't want to talk to people, and not for nothing, bro, if I end up going somewhere with Yankees gear on, somebody going to pop up and be like, I seen you on TikTok.
You're right. Yeah, you're right. I see you in the next year, too, yeah.
No, I don't ever do that anymore, either. No Brooklyn Nets gear, either. No Dallas, nothing. You see me in some just generic clothes. Just blank. You see me in Nike.
Yeah. Yo, I put what I wanted to talk about as game 3, but really that was just a placeholder. I wanted to ask you 2 questions and then I'll get off. So what's your workout routine and who's your top 5 hip hop artist? All right, I'll let you go.
Ooh, that's tough. A Day. Shout out to A Day. He's in the chat with the Night Watch. Now the chat is building. See, now we've got over 100 people in the chat because now we've been doing these live streams and people usually know, like, yo, after 11 o'clock, you can watch Keith, you can watch Big Mac through the night, taking calls, talking sports, and then talk with people in the chat. My workout regimen routine is not good enough. Last week it was completely botched because we had 6:08 games, and I usually don't start my day till like 10 a.m., 11 a.m. because I don't go to sleep till like 3. So last week I was all over the place. But today I did get in the gym on a Monday. And since I didn't lift correctly last week, I think last week I did back, I did chest. And that's usually how I break it down. Today I just did biceps. So I just did strictly different types of curls. I try to break it up where I'll do, let's say, an ideal week. Chest on Monday, back on Tuesday, legs on Wednesday. And as we get closer to the weekend, you know, curls for the girls and some pretty lifts. You know, I will do shoulders on Thursday, biceps, triceps together on Friday. Sometimes you can vary that. Sometimes you can do back and buys. Sometimes you can do chest and tries. Sometimes you can take a week off. But I try to break it into different muscle groups. And 5 times a week. 4 times minimum. There's 7 days a week. You should be lifting more days than you're not. And then I always warm up now. If you recall, last year, and I kept it low, but I had a hernia surgery because I was lifting heavy and I wasn't properly warmed up. And that ain't no fun. I wouldn't wish that pain, that feeling, and that surgery on anybody. It honestly took me almost like a year to get right from it. Like, it was a abdominal hernia where it affected, like, I couldn't even do abs. I still can't even do certain ab workouts that I want because it would just, my whole lower abs would cramp up. I'd be paralyzed. But I always warm up now, extra warming up from that experience. And I just learned Father Time is undefeated. You get older, you're not what you used to be. You might think in your head that you look a certain way and you feel a certain way, and then Father Time will tap you and be like, you better stretch. So, like I said, I ran 3 miles today. I ran 3 miles before I ended up lifting. And that's why I only did biceps, because I only had a little bit of time. But I always do, and this is a good, if you don't like to run, I always run. But if I don't feel like running, and minimum 2 miles, what I'll do is walk at a 12 to 13 incline, and I will do that at a 2.5 to 3 speed. And if you've never done that, you'd be surprised how many calories you burn, how much you sweat from just walking, but you can't do it for 10 minutes. Like, you got to walk at that incline for like 20 minutes, 30 minutes, and you'll be drenched in sweat, and you'll be ready to stretch and lift and do whatever else you got to do. So yeah, that's kind of how I go about my gym workouts and stuff like that. And really, I tell people too, it's in the kitchen. I don't ever eat fast food. I'm never at the drive-thru. I'm never ordering food. I don't have any Grubhub, Seamless, any of that on my phone. No Uber Eats on my phone. I eat strictly steak, chicken, some salmon, shrimp maybe, and mostly gluten-free stuff, vegetables, lettuce, tomato, peppers, onions, cucumbers, zucchini. Like, I'm trying to be like very much in shape until I die. Like, I want to be an old man. It was funny. I heard Tiki today talking about it. They were like, someone called Tiki, when are you going to stop lifting weights? He's like, I'm never going to stop lifting weights. I'm like, me too, brother. Like, that's a secret. That's a cheat code. You got to lift. You got to have, like, especially as you get older and your testosterone lowers, you have to be lifting and supplementing. Take protein. Take creatine. Take some testosterone. Take a night fat burner, all those type of things too, on top of how you work out and how you eat. And, like, don't let your meals be so random. Have a plan and skip some meals. It ain't going to hurt you to skip a meal. You'd be all right. Skip a breakfast. Or don't eat late at night. Like, even when I leave here, I'm probably going to have something small, but I don't like doing that because I hate going to bed. And, you make your body work double time.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tonight's meal, tilapia surprise with boiled cabbage. Begin cooking steps 1 through 50 now.
Are you kidding me? Making dinner shouldn't feel like doing a 1,000-piece puzzle. With Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals, the hard part's already done. Pre-chopped ingredients, zero stress. Just assemble, bake, and enjoy. No complicated steps, no mountain of dishes. Try assemble and bake today. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
When you're supposed to be shutting down to sleep, but then you also have to digest food. But I'm blessed. I have a fast metabolism. Yeah, that pretty much sums it up. Let me take a call right here, and then we'll break, and then we'll come back. We'll do the big shot of the night, and I'll also try and sneak in a tell me something cool. Mario in Long Beach on the fan. What's up, Mario?
What's going on? Yeah, the workout days. I mean, I'm an older guy. I'm a little bit younger than Beningo, but right now I'm just doing a lot of push-ups, and push-ups are one of the best things
in the world. Oh, yeah. Push-ups, when you wake up, go to sleep, keep you strong.
I used to do a lot of weights, so I had a lot of chest strength. You know, I was doing like, do you ever do dumbbell presses instead of bench presses?
Of course.
You know, use the dumbbells instead.
Every week.
I like them better because when you come up, you can go together, so you work.
Yeah, more range of motion. And on the incline, I'd rather do dumbbells on the incline.
Yeah, I was 140 pounds when I was doing. I was doing 105 pound dumbbells.
140 pounds. I haven't been 140 pounds since I was in middle school.
I'm a small guy, you know, like the size like gymnast. But
I
was doing
105
pound dumbbells for.
Oh no, that's good. Pound for pound, yeah. If you're 140 pounds and you're picking up the 100 pound dumbbells, you're strong.
Yeah, that's the way it is. But anyway, getting to the sports thing, but nice to talk about that a little bit. And I never realized how good push-ups are, because that's all I'm doing, and I'm keeping good chest development. But I do 200 a day. So that's a lot.
That's 200 a day is a lot. If you can get 100, four sets of 25, that's a lot of people can't drop and give you 20 push-ups. Most people cannot drop down and give you 20 good form push-ups.
Keith, I'm 70 years old. I can do 100 in one
Wow. Set. I strive to be, by the time I'm 70, I hope that I can hit 200 push-ups a day.
So I do a set of 100, a set of 50, a set of 50. So within 3 minutes, I finish 200. See, 200 is gone. In three minutes.
But I'm impressed.
You know why? Because I had a lot of strength when I was younger, and I kept it up.
That's the reason. You can't let it go away as you get older. No, I'm right there with you.
But
anyway,
it,
before we get to the break, get your Yankee take in.
You got me into it the way you were talking. You know, the crazy, you know, right? You brought back the memories. But anyway, I was going to just say the Yankees. I don't want to say I'm optimistic, But listen, they won two games in a row against Boston. They could certainly win two games in a row in New York. And then anything could happen in a game five, you know? That's all I'm hoping. That's all we're left with.
If you're a Yankee fan, all you're left with is hope that they rip off three and that everything goes our way. They make the perfect moves with the pitching, and somehow this offense wakes up and can outscore them three straight games in a row. We have nothing left. We have no wiggle room. We lose a game.
Nope.
That's it.
Yeah, last thing is, if we can get by, let's break it down. Get by this game, we're going to be very good because they're going to go a bullpen game in the second game, right?
Oh, yeah. Avoid the sweep, and then momentum starts to shift.
If Rodon can play a pitch really well and he can win, then Schlittler against the bullpen game, I like our chances in that one, you know?
Sure. And then going back to Toronto, all the pressure's on them. Thanks for the call, Mario. Sure, but it's one game at a time. I don't know what version of Carlos Rodon we're going to get. This is high pressure. This is high stakes. Rodon in an elimination game again. Let's hope that he can give us six and hope that they can score. All right, let's take this break. When we come back, we'll do the big shot of the night, and I'll try and sneak in to tell me something cool. Keith McPherson on The Fan. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Talk New York sports here. The Fan.
The big shot of the night is brought to you by WFAN and myself, Keith McPherson. Bright lights down in Duval. You know we've only got one big shot tonight. He's on my screen live with SVP Scott Van Pelt. It's Trevor Lawrence. Trevor Lawrence with the game-winning rushing touchdown. He got stepped on, getting the snap. He falls down, gets up, falls again. Gets up a third time, scrambles out, and runs it in, dives for the touchdown. He was 18 of 25, 221 yards, one touchdown, one pick. But he was throwing dimes on that final drive. He had 10 carries for 54 yards, a long of 16, and two TDs on the ground for the Jacksonville Jaguars at home to go 4-1, beating the Kansas City Chiefs 31-28. Trevor Lawrence, your big shot of the night. Now that beat, that is now my own personal big shot beat. Shout out to Steve Kahn, who emailed me and he said, when I first encountered your program on WFAN, I was always struck by what I would describe as a rather goofy, weird instrumental section to some song by some artist, and I had no idea who the artist was. He says he doesn't follow hip hop or rap music. But then one night he caught it on the Odyssey app and he Shazammed it. And sure enough, there it was, telling him that it was Big Shot by Kendrick Lamar and Travis Scott. So I went and bought it at Apple Music and decided to listen to it in more detail. And speaking as a musician, yada, 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 all this other stuff, he made his own version of the Big Shot beat. He said, needless to say, if you like it or your producer or board operator can use it, wherever you like, whenever you like, and you don't have to give me any credit for it. But I appreciate you guys, man. You don't even know, like, 4 years of doing this show. I mean, I don't even share some of the stuff that comes through. I keep it one-to-one and personal. But I thought that was cool, man. Shout out to Steve Kahn. He even followed up because I missed the email the first time. And I responded to him today. And I'm like, we'll use it. We'll play it today. So before I get out of here, too, we'll get a big shot in. But speaking of hip-hop and top five rappers, right? Ade asked me for my workout regimen, but he also asked me for my top five rappers. I think I did this before, and I bet the list is different. I always have a different top five because, like, it depends on who I'm listening to, and I don't know. It's a moving target. It changes. But here is my top five in no particular order. Jay-Z, Sean Carter. Sean Carter was born December 4th. Hov. Okay, I'm reloaded. Like, Jay-Z for me, I mean, like, Jay-Z dropped Reasonable Doubt the same year the Yankees won that World Series. Like, when I just started getting into things, sports and music, we had Reasonable Doubt and we had a Yankees World Series. So Jay-Z is up there for me. My entire life, I can think of listening to different Jay-Z albums from the Blueprint, to American Gangster, to the Black Album, to 444. So I think they said Jay-Z's going to drop another album. So I think Jay-Z's probably my number one. But no particular order here. Lil Wayne, the Carter as well. I just think Weezy, as far as his bars, his punchlines, the run that he was on, the amount of songs he has in his catalog, mixtape, Lil Wayne is got to be in everybody's top five. I was just talking to the homie Zeke, my boy Zeke, one of my best friends, about Eminem. And I think Marshall Mathers somehow gets like joked on or laughed at or memed by this younger generation, but they don't understand, like, lyrics-wise, delivery, cadence, all, like, Eminem is a GOAT. He might be the best ever. Like, and he's respected by pretty much the best ever. Jay-Z gives his respect to Eminem. So Eminem is always going to be a top five for me. Now we get more into the new age guys. And like, I don't put Pac and Biggie in my top five. Like, I was too young when they died. And I've listened to their music and there's great stuff and it does stand the test of time, but they can't be in your top five if you like. They didn't have a long enough time. Nas, I like Nas and some of his stuff, but I'm a Hove fan. So when Nas and Jay-Z beefed, I was like, nah, no Nas. These two guys come in for me as two of the greats right now, and really two of the greats of the last 15 years. Drake and J. Cole. Drake? Yeah, Drake. Drake is one of the best musicians, artists of all time. And I give him his props as a rapper. And then J. Cole for me, like from Lights Please to whatever J. Cole does now. And it's funny because Drake and J. Cole were coming up around the same time. I just think J. Cole's run was incredible. I think he's one of the best rappers ever. So there's my top five in no particular order. 888-808-1019. Let's get back to these phone calls, and we will do a, hey, Keith, tell me something cool. David is in Maplewood on the Fan. What you thinking about, David?
Yes, good evening. If you have a tube near you, Taylor Swift, by the way, is on Fallon right now.
Oh, I'm not much of a Taylor Swift guy, but well, thanks for the tip for everyone else. Taylor Swift on Fallon.
The reason I called, I was on this morning, and I was calling about the flags that are being thrown, the amount of flags, even how inept our teams are.
Yeah.
If you watch a game tonight?
Yeah, I did.
The pass interference call?
It's standard. NFL is bogus.
Bogus. Like, I mean, you know something? It slows the game up.
Yeah.
It just gets me irritated. And no matter how bad our teams are, which they are, I mean, the calls are awful. They should keep, unless it's an egregious penalty, they should keep the flags in their pocket.
Yeah, but they call everything, and it slows the game down. But it's like you can't even play football anymore. Thanks for the call, David. I hear you. But I've been saying the NFL is bogus since like 2018. Anything from pass interference to roughing the passer to illegal formations to just like, I don't know, what's intentional grounding? What's a catch? It's just all over the place. And there's always penalties now in the NFL. You cannot watch a regular game. That's why when that criticism came out about red zone, and people like, oh, watch a real game like an adult. No, I watch red zone. There's no penalties in red zone. And I watch the regular games. And like tonight, you can only watch one game, so you watch that game. But then you watch one game, and you're like, damn, they got to start and stop this game every drive. Flag on the play. Coming back. Flag on the play. Jets fans know it from this weekend. Giants fans definitely know it. Plays negated from stupid things like defensive pass interference. So, yeah. The NFL is bogus, but we love it. We eat it up, and we never mind it. If they stopped Major League Baseball this much, it'd be a riot. But the NFL, no problem. No problem. Yep. They could do whatever. They could change the kickoff rules. You can't hit anybody. Like, these guys get fined for lowering their helmets, lowering their shoulders. It's soft league. I don't know. NFL is king, so don't expect it to change. I'm scrolling to try and see, like, what pass interference call was it tonight that was egregious, but it goes on all the time. Or it's so ticky-tack right? Like they'll call something and it's like, you could have let that go. But no, they call every single thing. So back to the Yankee fans on the Fan before we hear from John Sterling. And I tell you something cool, Tony in Middletown, Delaware with us in New York. What's up, Tony?
Hey, what's happening, Keith? So Tim Duncan was known as Big Fundamentals. You know, that was his nickname. Yeah. Aaron Judge, his nickname is now going to be the Big Irony. Okay? And the reason why is he's a big dude that comes up small in the big spot.
Mm.
So he's the big
larger
irony.
Larger than life, 6'7", and the biggest name in the game and the face of the franchise, but he does shrink in these moments.
Shrinks. Pretty
I've
sad, but that's just what it is. That's all I got.
Yeah, thanks, Tony. I mean, we've talked about it. And listen, this is what I've said about Judge before I get out of here, and I'm sure you guys will call Big Mac and talk about Judge too. They have to win tomorrow and force a game four and give Judge another 8 at-bats to make up for that 1 at-bat that we're all holding over his head. Bases loaded against Gausman, swinging at BS. That can be forgotten if he comes up in the clutch tomorrow or the next day, or dare I say, game five back in the same place. But it's hard for any of us to get past that moment because we felt like the game and series was hanging in the balance and we got the guy up that we wanted and we had all been rooting for him all year that when he gets to October, this October is going to be different and it hasn't been. Well, it has been. Let me correct that. He's hitting singles. He's working walks. He's batting over 400. He's got an OPS over 1,000. But if you've been watching these games, it's garbage time. It's low leverage Judge, as I called him. I'm sitting here watching low leverage Judge, where to me it's like, bro, come on, bro. Okay, great that you're not making outs when it doesn't count, but it's like when it did count, like where were you? And like I said, even in the deciding game against the Red Sox, he was 0-for-3. And before that, Jaron Duran drops a ball that should have been an out. It counts as an RBI single, but that's a gift. So the Yankees have to force a game 4 and 5, and if so, Judge has to come up big. Not just him, though. Stanton. This is the team that hit the most home runs in baseball by far. They've got 2 home runs in these 5 games that they've played. 1 from Ben Rice, 1 from Volpe. Not good enough. Jazz. Stepping on next, talking about World Series winning and rings and winning the division. All that talk. You wonder why I'm on the Fan saying, pipe down. Say less. Say less, bro. Because when you get into the freaking ALDS against the team you said you were coming to win the division against and you're batting 160 and not doing anything, like those words come back to haunt you. Cody Bellinger broke out of it some. Let's hope that them breaking out and scoring 7 runs leads them into Yankee Stadium tomorrow, and they pick up where they left off against Shane Bieber, and they can score 7 runs against him, and Rodon can hold, and the bullpen can hold. Like, 4 runs is not going to do it against this Blue Jays team. And now they're hitting the ball out of the ballpark. I don't know. Rodon's got to keep the ball. Like, the Yankees have to score runs, and then Boone's got to be perfect with his decisions with the bullpen. Adam is in New Rochelle on the Fan next. Go for it, Adam.
Oh, hey, what's going on, Keith? I just wanted to get your thoughts about how Rodon will fare tomorrow, you know, because the Blue Jays are a team that puts the ball in play, you know, and they don't strike out very often. So, you know, how much faith?
I'm scared, bro. I am scared because it is another elimination game, and we saw him be good, but then, you know, give up a home run to Story and then lose it, and they went back to him, and I don't know, the combination of Boone and Rodon in an elimination game against a team that's going to put the ball in play. They're not going to strike out. They're going to be pesky. And I don't know what version of Shane Bieber we're going to get. I'm scared. I'm going. But I'm not going to hold you. I'm not expecting Rodon to be what he was in the regular season. Like, it's a big spot. Fingers crossed. I'm going to pray on it tonight. And I hope he goes 6 strong, doesn't give up more than a run or two, and that this Yankees offense can get to Shane Bieber, who hasn't pitched since September 26th.
That's all I got. Thanks, man.
Thanks for the
call. Well, now it's...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-through burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Time for Fanalyst Keith McPherson. Hey, Keith, tell me something cool.
Hey, John, good to hear your voice. And, you know, with this little segment that I've worked up, I can kind of force it on everybody. And I'm sure you're watching these Yankees. And if you watch the wild card round, ESPN set records. That's why they always put Red Sox Yankees on Sunday Night Baseball. It was the most watched wild card series game in their new format, Game 2. That second game, I guess Boston fans thought it was elimination. There was 6.8 million viewers. It peaked at 10 million viewers. Record-setting 2025 MLB Wild Card Series across eight games. The series averaged 4.4 million viewers, up 65% year over year. In the under 35 demographic, up 87% year over year. They said these kids don't watch baseball anymore. They also said that ESPN was done with baseball, that this was the end. So Front Office Sports wrote an article that says ESPN ends its wild card coverage with historic TV ratings. I don't think they're completely out yet. It hasn't been announced yet. I think they're playing hardball. I know Amazon is potentially in on it, and there's somebody else that they put on it. Apple TV is potentially in on, you know, some things with MLB, but I think it's smart for MLB to stay with ESPN. So some more numbers. The network said Monday that last week's wild card round averaged 4.6 million viewers across the 11 games, up 64% from a year ago, and by far the highest such mark in the four-year history of the format, in particular the Game 3 matchup on October 2nd between the Red Sox and Yankees averaged 7.4 million viewers, peaked at 8.4 million, representing the network's most watched MLB game since 2021. Perhaps more meaningful, the wildcard round in full saw 89% increase in viewers aged 35 and under and 108% bump among those ages 17 and younger. So, like, that is telling you that there's something going on with baseball and the youth and Gen Z and these younger kids. They're watching the games, especially if they're on ESPN, and they were good games. ESPN has an agreement in principle to rework its MLB rights deal considerably, giving up the wild card inventory beginning next year and focusing more on local rights and the MLB.TV out-of-market package. NBC will air the wild card round. Interesting. A key part of its high-profile return to the sport. Before the season started, however, ESPN executives have been dismissive of the wild card round and how 10 of the 12 series played between 2022 and 2024 ended in sweeps. The elevated ratings won't change the emerging contracts for the next three seasons. They do, however, provide a dramatic finale for ESPN after regular season coverage rose 21% in 2025. So I guess MLB's moving on, but they're going out with a bang. In the meantime, ESPN will be providing radio coverage for the ongoing MLB Division Series, and it will continue to do so through the duration of the postseason. I don't know where we're going with a lot of things in the sports and media landscape. You know, video killed the radio star when MTV came around. Video is killing the radio star of today. I've done this whole show on video. Big Mac's going to do this whole show on video. A lot of people didn't catch my show last night, but people caught the video clips that went on our social media. Video is a huge component of radio now. So you guys better be in the gym. You better have your fits together. You better have your hair done and all that. Better look pretty. It's a different game now with these live streamers. And every channel now is starting to cut that camera on to their radio hosts because people want to watch. Some people have to listen. Some people are working right now. Shout out to you if you're on a shift till 12 or you're starting your shift now and you're driving in the car and your eyes got to be on the road. There's always going to be a place for radio audio only. But everything's shifting to TikTok, YouTube shorts, reels, live streams. People want to be able to watch on those little phones. Stay tuned for Big Mac coming up next. K-Mac to C-Mac, another KM to AM. I told you it was a five-hour sprint. In the books. Shout out to the chat.
All rise.
Thank you guys for watching. Make sure you guys hit like and subscribe and all that other stuff you're supposed to do. And, yeah, we'll be back tomorrow after the Yankees hopefully beat the Blue Jays. And I'm not trying to end the season, so see you tomorrow night. Good night.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM.
Boom, boom, bang, bang.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
It's not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a great conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos, maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.